Good morning. Happy Easter once again to all of you. The Lord is risen. He's risen indeed. Alleluia. It's been some beautiful days here at St. Patrick's and across the Christian world as we celebrate, we continue to celebrate these days of Easter, today being that eighth day of Easter, the end of the Easter octave. In these days, we see the light and the reality of the Lord's resurrection being proclaimed and received. On this Sunday of Easter, we see that reality being proclaimed where it's needed most. The upper room. It's Easter evening. And if there was anywhere in the world at that point in time where good news was needed, it was in that upper room. Imagine the shame and the pain that was present in that room. One had killed himself. Another had betrayed the Lord. And these giant fishermen, tough guys, were hiding for fear of their lives. As we know from today's reading, one of them is missing, Thomas. And while he had been missing, God only knows where he was, we see from the reading that he himself was not missing from himself. He was missing from the room, but not missing from himself. Of course, he misses the first appearance of Jesus, and when he hears that the Lord has been risen, Thomas's response is really interesting. He doesn't say, "Alleluia, let's go to church. It's Easter. Alleluia." No. Thomas's response is quite real. He says, "I need to see it. I don't believe." Imagine if someone told you, we have a cemetery. Imagine if I got a phone call one day saying there's a tomb that's been opened, the body ain't there, right? The first thing you do is you call the cops. Thomas says, I won't believe until I see. Unless I put my fingers into those nail marks, unless I put my hand into his side, I will not believe. It's real. It's bold. It's sincere. Thomas knows what he wants. And amazingly, Jesus knows it too. And so the very next week, Jesus appears. And the reality of Jesus Christ meets the reality of Thomas. Wouldn't you have loved to have been there? Jesus takes the lead. "Thomas, come. Come and see. Put your finger here. Put your hand into my side. Do not be unbelieving anymore. Believe." And Thomas puts his hand and he gets on his knees before the Lord. And he makes this beautiful act of faith, "My Lord and my God." We're all familiar with doubting Thomas. We may not be as familiar with believing Thomas. But you know, Thomas went on to bring that gospel of Jesus Christ. He went on to bring the resurrection to India. You know, it ain't around the corner from the upper room. And Thomas, tradition tells us, himself was speared to death, a martyr for Jesus Christ. Just like Jesus' wounds. Well, Thomas, if he was here today, could say, "Put your hand into my side." He took the spear for Christ. And today, what I'd like to highlight is not just that believing Thomas, but honest Thomas. You see, There are 1,001 ways in which we can fool ourselves. And we do it all the time. To be honest and to be real before God, before others. My friends, that's the call. And sometimes in our effort to be holy, in our effort to be loving and kind and to be good, you know, there's really a lot of missing pieces. We can play dress up, we can get churched up, and we could still be messed up. And the Lord is wanting in these Easter days, not for nice-looking, messed-up people, but he's looking to go into the mess of things and to make all things new. An honest Thomas is a breath of fresh air. He was missing from the room, but not from himself. And because of that, God was able to do something beautiful in Thomas. And that beautiful work is the work of Easter. It's the work and it's the mission of Jesus Christ, and it continues. And on the second Sunday of Easter, it continues in a particular way as we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday, the very work of the risen Lord. Jesus is in the business of bringing his light and his mercy and the reality of his resurrection to you and me. And we are called to be in the business of bringing ourselves to him. And whenever that happens, if ever that happens, Easter happens. Again and again and again. And we can become something beautiful, something real before Almighty God. And it's happening. It's happening. Yesterday I spent 5 hours in a confessional. And it's happening. People bringing themselves, the reality of themselves before God. And they ain't coming to see Chris Rogers or a magic pill or a nice cute blessing. No. They're coming to receive the mercy that only Jesus Christ can give us. My friends, we owe it to ourselves, we owe it to one another, and we owe it to God to be real, to be honest, to be bold, and to be the Catholic Christians that we are called to be. Not the ones who play dress up or get all faithed up, but the ones who can give witness to the reality of God's life, the reality of his mercy, the reality of what he has done for you and me. On this second Sunday of Easter, may St. Thomas, the martyr, the apostle, the disciple, pray for us and help us to be the Christian disciples that God calls us to be. Because anything less is made up.